Just give me your name and your age and your hometown.
My name, Roland Jensen. You want the address?
Just how old are you?
I'm 88.
And what's your hometown?
Sioux Falls.
And what branch of the service were you in?
I was in the Army Air Corps.
What unit?
Well, I was in the station at a technical school there for a long time in Champaign, Alabama, Illinois.
And you were at the 346 Bomber Group?
Yes, I was in a bomber group in 346th and the 449th.
What was your rank? Private, I guess.
PFC.
Were you drafted or did you enlist?
I was drafted.
And you were, where were you then?
Where was I? I took basic training down in Shepherd Field, Texas.
And you were in Sioux Falls when you were drafted?
No, I was at Milbank, South Dakota.
And you were living there with your family? How old were you then?
Think I was around 22.
And where did you go then after basic training?
I went to Chanute Field, Illinois from there.
And then when did you, were you in Europe, the European theater?
No, it was all stateside.
Okay. And you ended up with the Army Air Corps?
Yes.
And where were you stationed then? Did you just already answer that after basic training? Is that where you were then?
Yeah, I went from there to Chanute Field.
And what was your job there?
Well, at first I was a cook, then I was a meat cutter, and I cut the beef for a troop train to go to from there to Florida with a troop train.
And this was in Illinois.
Yeah, from Illinois.
So you had all of the troops coming through training there.
I just cut the meat for the troop train.
And what was a typical day like?
What?
What was a typical day like for you there?
Well, most of the time I was spent right there. I went to Cooks and Baker School up Fort Sheridan from there, and then I come back to Chanute Field. And then I went to Grand Isle, Nebraska. I cut meat there for them. They offered me a sergeant's rating there, but I had to cut meat for the officers, and I turned down on that. Stay with my group.
Rather be with the non-officers, huh?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, I don't know. I was kind of dumb, I guess, but.
How did they pick you out to be a cook?
Well, I don't know. That's what the job I got when I first got there. And I got in a butcher shop there cutting meat for the troops there.
Needed somebody to do it, or was that kind of part of your background, or that just happened to be the way it worked out?
Just worked out that way.
So right away, this happens during basic training.
Well, that was after
Right after basic training. And
my group at the bay after basic training, they had us all lined up out there to ship out overseas, and they got down to our group and didn't want us, so sent us back to the barracks, and from there I was shipped up to Chanute Field, Illinois.
why didn't they want you?
Well, I guess they had enough from had a bunch of groups all the way. And they cut it off right at our end. We were on the end of the deal, and I guess they didn't need us right then or something.
And the rest of them went where?
I don't know where they went.
And then it says the 449th and the 346th, you were in two different bombing groups?
Yeah, that was out in Grand Island, Nebraska. Because this was a technical school out in Champaign. So I was training for mechanics for the airplane mechanics.
And why did you switch groups? I guess I don't quite know.
Well, I don't know.
That's the way it worked out. And then you were a meat cutter there then in Grand Island?
Yes.
What was the base like at that time? Were there people trying to figure out what was ahead for them, or what were some of the emotions, or what was going on in some of these bases?
Well, the officers were trying to get us overseas, but it didn't work out. The war was over then.
you got in about April 45.
So I was discharged from Denver, Colorado, Laurie Field.
And so you went in about April of 45 and were discharged a few months later?
April 42.
Oh, April 42 to 45. And what's the whole experience like if you summed it up?
Well, it's just like a job, I guess. I had so much to do. Sometimes we worked 18 hours cleaning chicken and stuff.
A lot. You needed a lot of food, I guess.
Yeah. And the officers wanted me because they needed somebody to cut the meat, so they sent me over to the officers' mess and I cut them a bunch of lamb chops. So they wanted to keep me there, but. No, I didn't want to do that.
you thought twice about that, huh? That's great. Anything else come to mind?
No, I had my wife with me part of the time.
Okay. Where was that?
It was out in Champaign, Urbana, where we had an apartment out there.
And what did you do after the war?
Well, then went back to Morrell Company. Meat packing plant.
Is that where you were working before the war?
Yeah.
So you had that expertise in cutting meat there. That was a professional union at that point, right?
Yeah, I belonged to a union, and I was a head cook down canning department when I retired. Took early retirement at 63 because wife hadn't worked enough to draw Social Security, so she drew it off of mine then.
And you were down there all those years. Well, thank you very much. Anything else come to mind?
No, that's about it. She was with me at Grand Island, Nebraska, too. So.
And what's her name?
Edith.
And how much food did you have to prepare every day for all of these guys?
Oh, we had prepare a lot of food. You know, we cut a lot of beef quarter stuff and lamb chops and different things.
Did everybody complain about the food?
No, I think they liked it. Well, out in Champaign, we had they had us chop up the darn lamb just bone and all. And they threw it all in the garbage. Nobody wanted to eat that stuff.
I suppose it's more the food when you get overseas than it is when you're back home.
And Grand Island, I cut it on the saw. Made chops out of it. They really liked that.
The way it was meant to be.
Yeah.